Well, Ron, anytime a Coen Brothers movie comes out, the people that are really hardcore into the movies get all excited. And you've got a new one with Hail Caesar, which you have seen.
I know. I'm one of those, right? And I was really looking forward to this, and I was not disappointed. Okay, as one critic put it, it is a bit of Coen Brothers light. It's not quite Fargo. It's not quite Raising Arizona. It's not quite The Big Lebowski, but wildly amusing with a fantastic cast. I mean, any point in time, you will chuckle over little things that the Coen Brothers throw into their movies. And so for 100 minutes, you've just got an amazing assortment of opportunities to be entertained.
Well, and I read one review who said that in some ways you can compare this movie to not another Coen Brothers movie, but to a Wes Anderson movie, The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes, that's a really good comparison. And somebody else brought up Mel Brooks, you know, as an example too of these the kind of movies. If you like these kind of movies, you're going to love Hail Caesar. And you know, it's just got a fantastic cast starring Josh Brolin, who plays this sort of 50s Hollywood fixer. He's like sort of running the studio, but he's also putting out all the fires with all the stars and directors and characters that are on a Hollywood set, including Channing Tatum and Ralph Fiennes and George Clooney and Scarlett Johansson. And they've all got these projects going on, and he's just sort of running around Hollywood putting out fires. And it's just very amusing.
Now, I've also read where there's like this unofficial numbskull trilogy where George Clooney plays an idiot, a preening idiot, and those would be other Coen Brothers movies, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou from 2000 and Intolerable Cruelty from 2003. But there's also Burn After Reading in 2008. Mm-hmm. So the Coen Brothers have said, yeah, this is the fourth one in the numbskull trilogy. And there may be a fifth one as well.
That is so perfect. Those are nice little bookends, four corners of a book, and I don't know. But if you like any of those movies, I forgot about Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? I mean, really.
Yeah, the Coen Brothers are amazing. It's always great to see a movie that they have put to the... because they have an original individual stamp that they put on all their movies. Even their mediocre ones are worth seeing.
Right. And this is one of their comedies. It's not No Country for Old Men.
No Country for Old Men.
That's right. Where they won an Oscar for that picture, a real heavy drama. But this is comedy all the way.
Now, in terms of the Oscar, Charlotte Rampling was nominated as it was either
Best Actress. Yep.
And that film is now in Grand Rapids 45 years.
Yeah, it's Grand Rapids North only, limited release this week. Co-stars Thomas Courtenay and the story of their marriage of 45 years. And as they're planning their anniversary party, something happens, which I won't spoil for anybody, that really questions how their marriage is going to go from here. So, you know, kind of Bergman-esque. Almost a heavy drama.
And then also The Choice, which is a romantic film with some young adults here.
Yeah, it's Nicholas Sparks' novel. I guess that's really the headline on this one, which there's a formula here. We call them a romantic drama. Some of us call them chick flicks. It's PG-13 counter-programming on Super Bowl weekend for women.
And there's been this variety in terms of books, these combining classic literature with zombies. And now they've been making the big screen. We've got Pride and Prejudice and zombies.
Right. And I was pleasantly surprised. I liked this movie. I mean, it did take the Jane Austen classic tale, you know, 19th century England, the four daughters and their relationships and Mr. Darcy and all of that. And every once in a while, the zombies show up, right? And so all the sisters have been trained zombie killers. And it just was an interesting mashup. But it actually was pretty fun.
And there are also four new movies in the indie series at the Woodland that are opening. We've got Eric Kuiper, who programs that series. Eric, what's going on here for this next month?
You know, I don't always go into the programming of this with a theme in mind, but sometimes after the films all land and what's available, you realize these little themes emerge. And so the four films, three of them are sort of dipping into the same idea of what happens sort of later in life and looking back, and are your best years ahead of you or are they behind you? And three of these films, thematically, they're very, very different. But the first one I'll mention is Youth. It's Michael Caine, Harvey Keitel. There are a couple of buddies who are in the Swiss Alps on a vacation. Rachel Weisz is played by plays the role of Michael Caine's daughter, and they happen on this kind of spa, and they're hanging out, and one of them's an author, one of them's a filmmaker, so both artists, and you know, they're kind of trying to figure out what's left of life and what's ahead of them, and so sort of kind of existential buddy movie of sorts, beautifully shot, really gorgeous to look at, and that that film is 74% Rotten Tomatoes, certified fresh, some pretty great reviews for that one. And then tonally very different, the 100-year-old man who climbed out the window and disappeared, you know, in the running for longest title ever. And it's this kind of hysterical Swedish film that, as the title suggests, on his 100th birthday, he climbs out of the window of this assisted living situation that he's in and just walks away, and you kind of follow him as he goes on this kind of crazy adventure, but then it splices back into the rest of his life leading up to it, and it's very Forrest Gumpy. So he was really into blowing things up as a child, and you see that, like, he was involved in the Manhattan Project, and he was there when Stalin dies, and like all of these historical events, like, they kind of cut his story into him in this sort of satirical Forrest Gumpy style. Lots of really great laughs in this movie. And then again, tonally even different from all of those, Heart of a Dog. It's a documentary made by the artist Laurie Anderson. It's sort of a meditation on death. It's a very experimental documentary, kind of pushing the boundaries of what you would call a documentary and nonfiction storytelling. Again, really beautifully shot, very kind of mesmerizing. A look on this. And so her dog dies. And so she, as a true artist kind of is processing that through this visual medium of film. It's a fairly short film, just 75 minutes, but you sort of just get lost in this universe with her as she processes this and also kind of weaves it together with the world we're living in post 9/11 and the new fears that we have that we've never had before. So really interesting documentary. And then the fourth film, Labyrinth of Lies, is a German film that's looking at the time periods 15 years after the war, and this young prosecutor realizes that most Germans don't know what Auschwitz is, and it realizes there's been this whole cover up, and the country has been denying the existence of this, and he's sort of awakening to this dark reality, and you know, were his neighbors actually Nazis? You know, once the war was over, all these party members, you know, kind of went underground or quit talking about it and all of this. And so he exposes this just web of lies. And it's a really interesting kind of look, blend of fiction and nonfiction, and sort of kind of a thriller, you know, kind of courtroom crime drama take on that whole story of Germany post-war as it deals with its, you know, ugly past. So yeah, four really fun, interesting films. And speaking of the Coen brothers, as we were just a few minutes ago, we're back with our Brood for Film series, also in Grand Rapids this week. So that's a 10-week series where we pair a founder's beer thematically in some way with a movie. So the first week is Goodfellas. And so we'll be showing Goodfellas, and then on tap in the theater is the founder's beer Imperial Stout. And so you can get your beer in the theater, watch these great classic films. But coming up in the series is The Big Lebowski. We're Coen Brothers heavy. Big Lebowski's in there, Fargo's in there, and the Coen Brothers version of True Grit will all play at some point here in the next 10 weeks.
So for the Big Lebowski, are people going to be drinking White Russians instead of beer?
No. We're talking about figuring out how to make a, you know, maybe we'll mix one of Founders Porter's beer with something and make a Founders White Russian or something like that. But no, there's always...
With a hemp base.
Yeah, exactly right. We do a lot of fun giveaways with this thing too, just to like thematically play along with it. So I believe that week we will be giving away a Founders in Celebration co-branded bowling bag, of course, for awesome. The Big Lebowski. So, yeah.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yep.